Nightly report for January 9, 2024. Corn. March corn was able to bounce off of fresh new contract lows made early in the trade, to settle up 4¼ cents at $4.59¼. Support below the market remains at $4.47. Census reports of exports in November showed a pace ahead of the USDA inspections report, at 141 million bushels. This is 30 million bushels better than the October pace and 45 million bushels ahead of a year ago in November. Cumulative exports for the marketing year total 376 million bushels. No daily export sales announcements were made today, but some in the market were talking about corn business being done in the Gulf. Trade estimates have been released for Friday's WAST, crop production and quarterly stocks reports. The trade is expecting no change to the U.S. corn yield, at 174.9 pa. Total corn production is anticipated at 15.226 billion bushels versus 15.234 in December. The trade is looking for a U.S. carryout at 2.105 billion bushels versus 2.131 billion bushels in December. World carryout is estimated at 313.03 million metric tons versus 315.22 MMT in December. The trade is looking for decreases to the South American corn crop, with Argentina expected at 54.78 million tons versus 55 million tons in December. Brazil is expected at 125.33 MMT versus 129 MMT estimate in December. The USDA has traditionally been slow to make large changes to the SAM crop in January. On the stocks report, the trade estimates 12.013 billion bushels versus 10.821 billion bushels a year ago. If correct, this would be the largest December 1st stock since 2017. Also a reminder that this weekend is another three-day break, with markets closed on Monday, January 15th in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Beans. Modest bounce in beans after making a seven-month low early in the session as they bounced 1-4C. Census exports showed the crop year exports through November were 713 mil bu, which was above reported inspections by 26 mil. However, this is down 10% from last year. ANEC is suggesting Brazil will export between 1.3 and 2.7 MMT in January. Brazil is offered at 5H for February and -50H for March, so the window for U.S. exports is rapidly closing. China's current crusher ownership, Jan 95%, February 80%, and March 65%, suggests they will be content to wait for Brazil new crop. Brazil harvest has started with Ag Rural reporting 1% complete. Mato Grosso yields have been low but Paraná have been good. SA weather appears to be favorable with the WAST coming up late in the week. The trade is expecting an unchanged carryout with what appears to be the fourth tightest stocks. The most logical step seems to be a cut in exports and an increase in production, North Dakota. WAST is not expected to make substantial changes to SA production in this report. The 53C sell-off since the first of the year and almost $1 drop in a month probably is enough unless the WAST group surprises. Wheat. Wheat markets had a turnaround Tuesday type trade, all classes higher, as SRW gains were the leader. WH4 rose 13¾ cents, settling at $6.10, KWH4 gained 11¾ cents at $6.27, and MWH4 finished up 3 cents at $7.05. Egypt bought 360.0 TMT Russian and 60.0 TMT of Ukraine for March shipment, estimated at $265 FOB, similar to December 19th close tender buying 480 RU for $265 FOB. Overnight news had Jordan canceling their tender, expected to be reissued on Jan 17th. Analyst pointed out WAST EU wheat S&D table needs adjusting as exports looks too aggressive and imports too light, could be 4 to 6.0 MMT too much in trade matrix and higher EU stocks. Average trade guesses for Jan WAST and NOS are as follows: USN stocks 659 unch, world stocks 258.2 unch, December 1st stocks 1.391 BBU, WW seedings 35.7 MLN ACs, HRW 25.2, SRW 7.0 and World War 3.6 MLN ACs. This concludes our nightly report. Have a good evening and thank you for your business.